So in this way, what the master prescribed is drawing the attention from outside, raising up and giving contact with the God into expression power, which he expressed in two ways, light and sound. And when you are contacted with that, that will lead you where? From where it emanates. Wordless or nameless God, Absolute God, wanted to many. There were vibrations, and vibrations are also two things, light and sound. This is what you must do. And they say, so long as you do not withdraw from all outside, you may spend hundreds of years in outer pursuit, you won't have it. Because it's the attention which when we draw from outside, we concentrate within our own self, only then that eye will open. As I submitted just now, all outward practices which relate to the outgoing faculties, body or intellect or mind, they are good actions. You become doer. As a doer you must reap what you sow. Your coming and going not ended. But when you see that power, that leads you where? To the direct way back to Absolute God. This is called Sutta Yoga. What you must give in the children of 5, 7, 9 years old, when they are given sitting, they are not intellectually developed. Even they, without their attention out and see light, 5, 7 years old. In the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born. And they were given a Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra word means rising above body consciousness, just see the rays of sun coming from above and rise into the sun. That's your prayer, O God, lead us there. They were given demonstration of light and sound. That custom still prevails. But Gayatri Mantra again, but demonstration of light is not given. This is basic teaching of all religions. So my point for submission is, unless we come in contact with the world power, which is the cause of all creation, reverberating all creation, we cannot reach the world state. That is direct way to God. If you say the ray of the sun and go along with it, that will take you where? To the sun, from where it emanated. So for that reason, they say, if you spend all your life in pursuit of God in the outward ways, they are good actions, they don't deny it, but you will have to go round and round and round and round. Never reach back to the true home of your father. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. It is just like man is caught in conscription, and he has to work from morn till night, and he gets no wages. So too much labor, too much penances, too much time consuming, like you were doing, but the purpose for which you do, that is not attained. And that is the purpose to have beautiful vision of God. So long as why we can't see it? Because we are under the control of mind. Mind is in control of all those faculties, and that is driven by the outward enjoyment. We are identified with the body and outside world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we rise above that, and how can we rise above that? By sitting at the feet of the master. It gives you the very first, this very demonstration, how to rise above body consciousness. All men who say it accurately, they testify their light, that they have seen the light of God. And that's the capital given to them at the very outstart. And this is what I submitted, the basic teachings of all religions, of all masters. I have written one book, Nama World, giving quotation from all scriptures of the Eastern world. Outer things are the tradition, these are exotic parts of the religion. True religion means remits back, legitimizing. So long as we do not sit at the feet of a master, he gives us a book, something to start with, giving demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, our labors are not fruitful. So what he does, the guru or the master, you see, tells you how to analyze yourself on the body, as also by the outgoing faculties, as also for a while from mind and intellect. Raise you up above the body consciousness. So there, you see, you have got reference in the book. Straight is the gate, narrow the way, you see. Most people dared go there but did not find the way. This is also for the said Christ probably, by whom many prophets of the past made efforts to see what you see but did not find. Many of prophets tried to hear the things what you hear and could not hear. These are the words of the Masters, you see, given in our scriptures. The pity is the right interpretation thereof, we do not have it. So what does the Master do? That very thing which was just submitted, Master puts the collegium of experience into your eyes, bringing your attention from all outside to raise you up to the eye level and open the inner eye, you see the light of God. Unless you come there, you cannot touch beyond. That's the gate from which you have to pass and go into the beyond. Again, you see, Guru Amar Das had this after 70 long years, effort such. Again, he says, there are 10 doors in the body. 9 are apparent. 1 is lit in the 10th door. Apparent doors are 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth and 2 underneath. This is contact with the senses, sense world, so long as you are there. 10th door is at back of the eyes, where man who dies, leaves the body, reaches there at the back of the eye when the eyes are upturned, and that's the door, portal gate of death you have to cross. That's the 10th law. There when you rise, that inner eye is open and you see the light of God. You hear it. That's music of the sphere reverberating in all creation. So that is why, you see, Christ said, you must be reborn. Except you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God starts from the eyes upward. And this is also, you see, we are in the prison house of the body. Mother room tells us we are in the prison house. How can we come above it? He says, just break the roof and go up. Unless your attention is drawn from outside and from the body below, and arrive at it into the 10th door, that is knocking the door which will be open to you. There you can cross into the beyond. He says, what you do, that so long as you do not close your 9 doors outside, your mind which is in the habit of roaming outside, you control it within you, and you come over to the 10th door completely, then you hear, first you see the light of God, then you hear the voice of God. So, what is the criterion? That sound of God or what you call music of the spheres, Mohammedan called Ikrame Kadim, and others say Jyoti Marag and Shurti, Shurti Marag, sound principle, light and sound principle, that cannot be had unless you reach there. When that is dwelt, you can see that light and sound within and also outside them, because your eyes are etherealized. As I showed you for an example of microscope, our eyes come so much as the air is, so we can see, unless whatever is the air that is magnified comes up to the level of our eyes, we cannot see. So such a man, he sees him inside and outside both. So long as you have not contact with that world power, nam power, or kalma, which is the cause of all creation, when you close your eyes, it's all dark. When it is darkness, you can penetrate beyond and enter the kingdom of God which is within you. And who can help you? Unless you see, become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, you see and you ego is lost, until then you will come and go, coming and going will continue. When you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then you see, he is the doer, I am not the doer. So your wheel of life is ended. Such a one, this, as I told you, this is just the ABC started by rising above body consciousness, their astral plane, their causal plane, their super causal plane. All masters have expressed these things in their own language, of course. And when you reach the shake of all coverings of the man body, to reach the true home of the Father, such a soul is never returned. If at all that is sent back to guide the child humanity, he does not come as a prisoner but to guide the child humanity. Such masters do come now and then. One is not without them. Any disciple, you see, Christ has said, who has attained that improvement, you see, competency, then that work is carried on, you see. Not ended. One bulb is fused, the other is put on. So there is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. So the key of all that, how to open the door, lies in the hands of a master. His little attention will withdraw your attention from all outside, raise you up to the level of the eyes and open the door. And all this can be had to sit at the feet of such a master whose more details are given you last night. But Guru Amar Das says, meeting such a master is a great blessing. It is a great blessing to have a living master. Past masters, we are thankful to them, because they have left their experience of the beyond in the scriptures. All masters, whatever they had experience, they gave up, and they are in the form of scriptures with us today. We are most fortunate in this 20th century. The all masters who came in the past, whatever they said, whatever they experienced, they are with us. And by parallel study of them, you will find they say the same thing. God is light, light is within you. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. The symbols of which are kept in the outer models, which are before you, for training you for that purpose, you might say. There is light in the church, there is light in the temple, there is light in the mosque, in all the holy places, which is better, which is not better. They are all symbols of God. The such like light is within you, which is the true temple of God. Just open your inner eye to see the light of God. And that key of opening the inner eye lies in the master. And who is that? That works, that wonder, that the world made flesh, God in him. That God resides in every heart, of course. But where it is manifest, where he has been chosen to give guidance to child humanity, where he has been ordered to bring back children back to whom was the Father, his little thought works it. So as I submitted, no son of man can do it, of course. But the son of man, in whom he is manifest, he can work wonders. So all credit goes to God. So in the beginning you see, it was said, he is within, latent also when you see, inside he is also. When you open your eyes, even you see that light of God, the sound reverberating in all creation. So when this is what the scriptures say, and Master say, we have seen, we have heard, and he gives us some capital to start with of opening, seeing the light and hearing the word. So this is experience in hell when you sit at the feet of the Master. Of course, for that, true life is a necessity, true living, ethical life. So remain where you are, you see, and how it is all this had, by coming in contact with the Naam power or word power, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. By coming in contact with Naam power, you see the light comparing to hundreds and thousands of sunlights together. So come in contact with word or Naam means, do you see light of God? If not, you have not come in contact with the world. Take the example. There is water, that is liquid. See, liquid. The name of the water in all languages is given by different names. It is called water, it is called Jal, Nirav, water in different languages. The word denotes that liquid by drinking which your thirst is satisfied. Not only repeating the words which denote that liquid. You follow? God is light. God is reverberating everywhere. These are the words to explain that. But unless you come in contact with that, your desire, your everything is not appeased. So that is called water of life or the blood of life. So coming in contact with that thing, you find just cleanses of all our sins. There may be, what you say, many logs of wood put together, mounted, you put little fire to it, all are consumed. Similarly, we may have got limitless sins standing against us when we come in contact with that light and sound principle which is the outward expression of God within us. By rising above body consciousness, all sins are washed away. This is Vasu. And that is, we see him not with these eyes. Without physical eyes we see his light. Without physical ears we hear his voice. Without these outer feet you traverse into the beyond. They have to work without this physical body. So this ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness. So there are Naam and word. One is the word, W-O-R-D, and one, that power which is the cause of all things. That two aspects of which is light and sound. The word Naam is the word, denotes that power which is gone into expression power by coming in contact with which you see light. You hear the voice of God. So he has got no name. Names are given by us. So call him by any name. Names are given to just denote what he is. But unless you see him, repeating sweet remembrance of him by different names is good. That's for good action. But unless you see that light, or who is liberating all creation, you say that power is working, not I, then there's a real benefit derived from that. All coming, going is ending. So all masters say the world, all creation came after the world, isn't it? They also said he is nameless, when he came into being he is the cause of all creation. They were waiting all creation. The same thing you find parallel in all this. What we have to do now? Read scriptures, that's the first thing. But there should be somebody to give the right interpretation of the statement given therein. I met a so-called saint, excuse me, with due deference to him. I went to him, well, what is inside? No light inside. Who says? It is all darkness. It is full of filth. Who says it is the true temple of God? Well, our master said, even in the, you see, palace you got bathrooms, is it not? So, body is the true temple of God. All this world came into being through word, through nam, through kalma, through the south, as the Mohammedans say. So, the spirituality is the head, I will say now, at the feet of a master who is prototype of spirituality, who is the world made flesh. He rises above body consciousness at will, he makes the best use of all these outgoing faculties. Now we are driven by that because we have not become the master, we have not risen above body consciousness. So this is the teachings that the master do give us. That man body is the true temple of God, and people who are just given up, identified with the body outside and outward sense, they say, how can that body be the temple of God? With the grace of a master, he opens, raises your attention from outside and up the body and opens this, your single eye, you see the light of God. Thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You see, you go like that, go to the scriptures, you'll find the same basic teaching in everywhere. Pythagoras said, truth clothed in light, music of all harmonies. Aristotle, he says, I heard a sound which took me into the beyond, into the new world over. Zoroaster said the same thing. Anstrafaya, Sarokya, Hindus also say the same thing. Mohammedans also say, light of God. Sikhs also say, even the Buddha also. He called towards the end of his life, all his disciples asked him, how did you attain to gold samadhi? Ananda and many others did relate their stories. They saw light, this and that thing, and heard the sound principle. And later he said, hear ye all. I tell you that increasing hearing is the way to golden samadhi. I am giving you these references why the basic teachings of all masters are the same. For want of practical people, very few really give us those statements that are given in scripture. And still more there are the people who can give it some capital to start with, some demonstration to start with. How to rise above body consciousness, how to open the inner eye. To you see and you testify it is so. So Kabir says three things are give long talks, lectures, write books, this and that. It is no. It is out. You have by habit, by regular study, this and that. But three things are very difficult. One, to have complete certainty of thought. Second, to control your mind to work under your control. Now, that is dragging us anywhere. And to rise above body consciousness, and these three things are difficult. All others are easy. So, I just submitted to you that the man body is the temple of God. We are fortunate, we have got this man body, and to achieve this end, to see the light of God, to see God as beautiful vision, we have joined various schools of thought, the labels of which we are now carrying. We have to see how far we have succeeded. If we have succeeded that way, blessed we are. If not, we should hurry up. Time and tide waits for no man. The sooner the Master, when they come, they don't touch. They simply say, well, if God is within you, why are you going amiss? You may spend all your life outside, you won't find Him, because the nearest approach of Him is within you. He is controlling you in the body. So, blessed we are, we have got the man body. With the grace of somebody who is adept in that way, in which God is manifest, if we meet Him, He gives us the very first something to start with and to go on until they reach the true goal. So all saints tell us, they say, we were someday like you, controlled by outgoing faculties. Now we have arisen with the grace of God, working through masters. So such like masters do exist. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Any child which was born 5,000 years back, or 2,000, or 1,000, or 500 years back, God made arrangement of milk in the mother before the child was born. You know that last time and for future also the same. So those who have got yearning for that, God is here within you. He will make some arrangement if you are true to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest, where His grace is working, and He will give you a boost, put you on the way, and give you some capital to start with. But you have to work for it. ABC of this spirituality starts when you rise above body consciousness. When the word philosophy is end, there the religion starts. This is what Master said. Now it means that it is possible to rise above body consciousness. I have scripted to say anything, to take up that subject tomorrow. These are interesting subjects, of course. And these are all the books for us, all scriptures for us. These scriptures, these religions were made for us. We were not made for the religious mindset. Of course, we have to bow in some temple, must remain there. Otherwise there will be corruption. But to remain there and not rise above all isms and see God reverberating all everywhere, well, we do not derive the full benefit of joining any out of isms. The basic teachings of all isms is the same. Only for want of practical people, we are not having that thing. You see, in our teaching, you see, they don't refer to these things which are now being put before you. Very rarely. If they do put, then they are not competent to give you a start on the way. That is still rare. But anyhow, we've got the strong yearning to have the beautiful vision of God. God is within you. He will make arrangement, He does make arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can have that blessing from God. All I sit in sweet memories of God, praying to Him, O God, give us this beautiful vision. True prayer coming out of the hearts are heard by him.
Good morning and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording that was just played was the last half of a talk given by Master on October 10th, 1972 in Chicago, called The Kingdom of God is Within You. Our reader this morning is Marcia Crosby.
Good morning, everyone. This reading is from Spiritual Elixir Part 2, the last chapter, which is entitled General, and I'm starting somewhere in the middle. The group leaders certainly owe much to the Holy Cause. They not only lead the group, but carry the gospel of truth, love, and tolerance to others, and as such, need to exercise extra care and vigilance. People with varying intentions attend the holy congregations. Some come with deep reverence, humility, and devotion, and earn their fortune by assimilating the sacred virtues and imbibing the sacred teachings in their proper perspective. Others may be coming to find fault with the organization. If the leader is upright, sober, and spiritually devoted within, the malicious person will not be able to inflict his or her intentions. Otherwise, conflict is the natural consequence. I am most happy for your loving efforts in taking the children's class. It is so good that you are watering the young saplings, which, when grown in stature, will prove an asset for society with the grace of the Master. The children of tender age, if taught the art of meditation, will do much better in their later days when they will find the guiding hand of the Master over their heads. How fortunate is a child who will reposefully and surrender completely in the strong and protective arms and loving care of the Father. He then becomes carefree, leaving all the work to the merciful and benign Father, of working out things as he deems best. Such a life becomes supremely sweet, and all his problems become easier, and his way becomes clear and smooth. The Master Power is constantly extending all feasible help and blessings. Let us fully repose our trust in him. The fortunate ones do as the Master says, and receive all the necessary material help, which goes a long way to assuage the severity of the karmic debts. The difficulties and troubles may come, but they pass off without leaving an ugly mark behind. Please do not lose heart. Fortunate are those to whom the Master grants an opportunity, however small, to serve his holy cause. Master has appreciation for all those who do his work. Ups and downs do come. Even the darkest cloud has a silver lining. We must always look to the bright side of things. Many good and necessary lessons are derived from adversities. These are indeed helpful. I am sorry for the passing away of your dear brother who was in South Africa. It is the supreme will of the Lord. Each one of us has to leave this physical plane in our turn. You should, however, be glad to know that the gracious Master Power extends all feasible grace and protection for the near relations of the initiates under his will. The physical life granted to us is a great opportunity, and we should make the best use of it. Playing with worldly charms and temptations is just like trifling with toys. The Crown of Life, published last year, is a banquet hall of spirituality, dealing with the science of the soul in all aspects. Many a dear one has benefited and appreciated its sublime worth. Man is the highest of all creation. His greatness lies in rising into higher consciousness, of which he is an essence. The awakening of a soul into the higher oversoul is the essential part of man, and without achieving it, human life's greatness is ruined. It is neither a creed nor a dogma nor a ritual, but actual transcension into higher realms. It is only rising above body consciousness and does not involve death. You need not be afraid of it. It will do you no harm. One should yearn for such a high life, for herein lies true bliss and tranquility. Prophecies are not always correct. The destiny of child humanity is controlled by the gracious master power. Human intelligence is far too dull to comprehend the divine laws. The initiates in the USA or elsewhere need not be afraid of any impending catastrophe. The souls who are on the way are being and will be looked after. They are under the custody of the master power working overhead, extending all feasible help. Every day brings untold opportunities for spiritual perfection, and the disciplined initiates look forward eagerly to the allotted hour to be devoted within for the enjoyment of divine revelations. Out of a loving heart, a man speaks. Love, full of devotion, clears the way to God. The yearnings are the foreshadows of God coming to us. Ours is to sit at the door, fully reposed, to receive his blessings, with no clutching whatsoever. That which comes from a loving heart draws forth love from others. There is much in store for everybody, and the same awaits you. The master power overhead is watching your interests in all matters, spiritual and divine, and even a little step onwards will surely bring you nearer the goal. How wonderful it is to surrender completely to the one who is competent and loving, and to feel his kindly presence and grace working in every sphere of life. I am glad that you truly and sincerely want to give obedience to the Master and are aware of the need for house cleaning. The more one is able to develop receptivity by keeping his commandments, the more one is able to feel, retain, and enjoy his grace. The master power working overhead will help you in all your efforts. The involuntary tears that flow down the cheeks in loving remembrance of the master will wash away all the dirt of the mind. The master's grace and blessedness is boundless. Sitting in sweet remembrance of the Master is exactly what the words imply. There is no technology involved in it. It is simple enough. A feeling of deep-seated love naturally created within, or a longing. The quiet solitude of a place can be helpful to meditation. Service to the beloved Master is one of the potential factors that help to cleanse the vessel of a person. And it is a powerful aid in getting within. To go within is the first and foremost duty of a disciple, and this can be achieved through the grace of the Master, which in turn is hastened by the disciple living a life of love, service, and meditation, for they are linked and correlated to each other. I have read the bulletin you received predicting the destruction of America. Those who are adept in astrology do predict the coming events by their calculations. It may not necessarily be all true. They make general statements. The coming years, of course, appear to be fraught with all kinds of terror, destruction, privations, and miseries. When it will come, it will assume a proportion of destruction extending all over the world. The East will not be immune from this. No one will be able to help the other, even should you resort to the hills in a body, for all gathering anywhere will be subject to bombs. The countless people who are given over to a sensuous life will suffer the most. There will be a clash between class and class, country and country, and each one will try to dominate the other. The deeds of darkness are increasing day by day. It has become hard for an honest man to live in the world. When vice reigns supreme, the negative power would not spare anyone, and it is now trying to restore the lost equilibrium. When the branches of trees encroach upon the road and come in the path of the wayfarers, the roads are cleared by the horticultural department. So the negative power would not spare anyone, for it is after clearing the way by the horticulture process of nature, destruction by wars and diseases. Let us therefore cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light and devote ourselves heart and soul to the remembrance of the Lord and repose all our hopes in Him and the Master working overhead. The more we follow a virtuous life, these calamities, if they do befall us, will not affect us. The devout and virtuous need not worry in the least. Thy days are numbered is an ancient saying. I would say the very morsels we take and the breaths that we inhale are all numbered. Each man has to cast off the mortal raiment in a manner predestined and preordained by past karmas, by disease or accident. Death cannot befall anyone before it is due. Then why worry? We may not know as to how we will meet death, by disease or by accident, but one thing is certain. If the sweet remembrance of the Lord exists at the time, we will have a peaceful death, as the Master's presence will be overhead. The only thing that is required is to have sweet remembrance of the Lord at all times. We would, therefore, repose all our hopes in the Master, remain where we are, and watch our progress. If any calamity does befall, do not lose heart, but use your common sense and have recourse to the means best suited to the occasion. You need not dread any dreams or passing rumors. The Master Power overhead will guide and help all of the time, here and hereafter. Photographs should be kept only for remembrance and not for visualizing. Dwelling on photographs will, after some time, bring the picture before you, which will neither speak nor move to guide you inside. On the natural path, mind has to be stilled. Everything will come naturally and unasked. Most of our attachments and actions in life are to pay off the karmic debts. Your going to relatives again and again was one of them, but this should not worry you. Now that you are on the right path, nothing else should matter. Live where you like. Do your meditations regularly with a firm faith in the Master and continue repeating the holy names all the time. It will help you and will serve as a protecting wall around you. I am sorry for the passing away of your dear sister. She was a loving soul and met with a peaceful end, all with the grace of the Master. The physicians cannot comprehend the protection of the gracious Master Power, which is always extended to the child disciple when he or she departs for good in the beyond. Her appearance to you in a dream state has a significance, which you could not adequately understand. She wished for her son not to be perturbed about her departure. Your part is to console him and guide him whenever necessary. You should rest assured about her satisfaction in the beyond with the grace of the Master. This science of spirituality is definite and natural, with sure results. It has been given many times throughout the past. All the past masters gave the same teachings, as did Jesus Christ. It is a universal teaching in all the religions of the world, and this is amply borne out by the sacred scriptures everywhere. The theory, in whole or in part, of course, differs in various circles of the faithful, but the divine links of light and sound are only given by a practical living master. The distinctive feature of this natural science is that one first contacts the master inside, face to face, in his luminous form, and may also talk to him as one ordinarily does outside. So in this science, true meditation begins only when one meets the master within, face to face, and talks to him. This is the practical side of all religions for approach to absolute God during one's lifetime. I appreciate your kind sentiments for dear blank and other relatives. Your compassionate attitude for their physical and spiritual improvement is notable. The gracious Master Power extends equal loving grace and protection to the blood and near relatives of his initiates, and your loving sentiments may prove efficacious to each of them in bringing them to the holy path. You may encourage everyone to understand the theory of the sacred teachings and, side by side, the higher values of spiritual beatitude. And then, when they have grasped the theory fully and are able to follow the prescribed dietary regulations, they may apply for holy initiation, and necessary arrangements will be made for their being put on the path. I am sorry for your recent indisposition, which is now a matter of the past, and you have withstood the strain very well, with the grace of the Master. Physical troubles do crop up at times due to the reactions of past karmas. When the child disciple is obliged to undergo a purification process for eventual spiritual progress, you need not entertain any apprehensions whatsoever on this score, as the gracious Master Power will enable you to regain your lost energy through the refined, pure, vegetarian diet. You may, however, go ahead with your age-old pension application, and it will be in your best interest and will provide you with an allowance for your maintenance. Your dear husband is so good and kind to you, and this is indeed heartening. Kind-hearted people are abundantly rewarded for their noble deeds. Please convey my love to him. It does not matter if your present state of health does not permit you to meditate in the prescribed postures. You can sweetly relax in a lying or reclining position in your bed or on a couch and meditate in that position. You will find that the grace of the Master, the withdrawal of the sensory currents from the body below the eye focus, will become possible, and you will be able to enjoy the serene bliss of divine lights and holy sound current within. You should not strain your nerves, but instead learn to relax, and relax completely, and let the Master Power transport you within to the regions of pure bliss and harmony. Most fortunate are those who get a link within at the 10th door of the light and sound of God, to be developed from day to day. The huge mass of humanity is groping in the dark, in feelings, emotions, and inferences, and is not prepared to receive this rare gift. The Master, working overhead, is aware of all that occurs within the initiates, and he continues to work for their benefit. To have one's feet in different boats is likely to damage one's own interests. It is regrettable that blank should be dividing her attention and thereby harm her own spiritual interests. I have, however, love for her and will be glad to see her devote wholehearted attention to her spiritual progress. We have a need for the masters that have gone and their valuable spiritual experiences, now forming part of the scriptures, as these do kindle a desire in us to obtain these spiritual experiences and peace which they had attained. But the necessity for a living master for one's own inner development is a divine law. It is good that you understand it fully. If one has benefited from a master up to a certain level, one should be thankful for whatever one has attained through him. So there is nothing wrong in your being helpful to the representative who helped you come to a certain point beyond which he could not help you. You might explain their yoga practices and those of Sant Mat and the great need for coming to the master's teachings. Divine justice is an order under divine law whereby exact rewards are afforded to one according to what one does, be it good or bad, painful or otherwise. Divine grace may be termed compassion from the Lord overhead, which works through the master's impersonal love and sympathy. It is this divine grace and love which helps all those who pray for it from their hearts, of course, through the master. Spirituality is more a practical science than a mere theoretical dissertation. The various scriptures of the different religions of the world provide us with the theoretical aspect only, that cannot give us a demonstrative experience of the reality in the laboratory of the human body. Do not worry if you stumble. There is always your master by you to take your hand. Those who stray away just harm their own interests. And it is unfortunate that one way be led away by catchwords and propaganda. In the absence of a live force, deterioration and stagnation sets in, and frantic efforts are always made by the interested parties to try and carry on the work. The noblest service one can render in this world is to help people tread on their way to their true eternal home. No financial service would be too great for assisting such a noble cause, but it should always be loving and spontaneous. No compulsion, no taxation, no impositions. If the disciple will only learn to love, all other things will follow of themselves. There is one God, and there is only one way to him. You have been put on the way. A follower may notice some similarities in the preliminaries when following any path, but when one is inclined to be practical, he will find that anything similar is not necessarily the same on the way to God. The road to perfection lies in walking rather than in talking. And as such, a thing as judging others or a master from one's own viewpoint or understanding gained so far is hardly justified or proper for anyone. All are on the road to perfection, and it is not wise for anyone to find fault with others. How fortunate is the child who reposes fully and surrenders completely in the strong, protective, and loving care of the Father, and becomes carefree and works according to the direction of the benign Father. His life becomes sweet, his problems become easier, and his way clear and easier to tread. Let us all be full of trust in him. As regards smoking, you can stop it if you desire and are determined. Where there is a will, there is a way. Lessen the habit gradually, and one day you will find yourself free from this burden. Restrict it to after meals only, and then give it up. Master Power Overhead will be extending all feasible help in amending your habit in this respect if you follow this advice. If, by abstaining from smoking, you feel any ailment, you can have recourse to homeopathic medicine. i.e. tobaccum, which will relieve you of all trouble. The habit must be standing in your way of meditation in the form of precedence to smoking prior to your resolve to devote time to meditation. It is unfortunate that interested people are plying the trade of manhunting and leading the true seekers astray by their wild propaganda and nefarious activities to achieve their own ends. It is indeed a great service to make a dreary child find its way to the Father, and contrarily, it is the height of sin and stupidity to prevent one going the right way and to misguide him. Your timely action is appreciated, as you have forewarned him that all that glitters is not gold. The initiates of Ruhani Satsang have a firm footing to stand upon, as they are invariably blessed with inner celestial manifestations to start with through the grace of the Master. I had been feeling for many months the great hardships that you were facing. It had been my constant worry, and you have always been on my mind. I hope you will now write fully about all that. When the Lord wants to make a great poem of a man's life, he sends him or her to the school of privations, worries, and difficulties. And all the time, he keeps extending his protective hand over him or her to pass through unscathed. The teachings of the Masters are for all mankind, all human beings, the ensouled bodies, and therefore draw no distinction between East and West. Shorn of all rituals and ceremonies, they aim at the liberation of the soul or consciousness in man from the bondage of mind and matter as it merges in all consciousness. It therefore requires a little adjustment in one's way of life and circumstances in the routine of human life. With internal development in due time, outer vacillations do not deflect one in his or her inner flight to one's true eternal home. It is a happy thing to note that you have a dominant desire to better the world in which you live, and that you worry about the human race, and let your salvation take care of itself through good works and clean living. It is a very noble idea. But the practical way of effectively carrying it out is to first grow into a beautiful flower yourself, and then to emit fragrance and sweetness to all, as a matter of course. You cannot clean the road completely of all thorns, thistles, and the bitter things that lay across it, but surely you can put on strong boots to save your feet from all harm. The ethical and clean life is most essential. But without some degree of inner conviction, one would generally run the risk of a lapse under some severe stress and strenuous strain. This conviction and growth in fullness of bloom is necessary, and the Master, through his sheer grace and kindness, helps to attain it. Your welfare is as dear to me as a loving father has for his child. I do hope that in the thick and thin of your busy life, you will try to snatch some time daily, and during these periods, cut yourself off entirely from the outside world, your environments, your body, and intune yourself or soul sweetly and lovingly with the celestial light and heavenly music, and develop from day to day so as to attain a conviction necessary to ward off the stormy onslaughts that you encounter in your daily life. In the divine dispensation as well, the law of demand and supply operates as much as in all other spheres of life. If anyone is benefiting by treading the path to God, it is because of the grace of my Master, which is invisibly working and helping him or her up. To be on the way to one's holy home is the highest of all the privileges that a human birth confers, and with the grace of the Master Power working overhead, it is possible to achieve it. It is a gift of God through the God-man. And I will stop there. Again, I was reading from Spiritual Elixir Part 2 in the section entitled General, which is the last section of the book. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Marcia, for reading for us. There were 91 people at this morning's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for attending. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So you remain where you are. You are not to leave your rhythms, your labels, your social bodies. Only one thing is required. What? You must be ethical. You must have true living. This is what is wanted. And to know God.